more compelling than TV.
Because look at the trouble. I mean, if a couple wants to get married, if they're black and white, don't have children. Look at what you're doing.
More emotional than a movie.
He wouldn't have all that problem if both his parents were the
same. Wait a second. Reality check.
More truth than you may care to hear.
What was your heritage? What country?
No, that's not the point.
That is the point.
Chicago Morning Radio that makes a difference. Don Wade and Roma. Weekday mornings 5 till 9 on Talk Radio 89 WLS. WLS reminds you that when you go to bed Saturday night, or Sunday morning in some cases, set your clock ahead 1 hour. As we begin daylight savings time. Enjoy the Chicago spring sun and fun. A timely reminder from Chicago's Talk Radio 89 WLS.
I want to be a radio announcer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, all you do is talk on the mic, right?
Well, there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah, I listen to them guys. Can't be that hard.
You know, there are other great career opportunities in radio besides announcing.
Oh, yeah?
You bet. The radio broadcasters of Chicago are holding their third annual Careers in Radio Expo, Monday, May 5th, 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Radisson Hotel, 160 East Huron, downtown Chicago. It's free, and minorities and women are encouraged to attend. For details, call 312-984-0890.
Cool! Maybe I can be a program director.
Well, it's good to have goals.
WLS remembers Mom.
Don't cross your eyes like that. They'll stick.
Her compassion.
If you think that I was put on this earth to be your slave, well, then you've got another thing coming.
Her wisdom.
I don't care if they make you barf. Eat your peas.
Her loyalty.
Why can't you be more like your cousin Billy?
And most of all, her ability to love us no matter what.
You're not going out dressed like that, are you?
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. After putting up with us all these years, you deserve it. From Talk Radio 89 WLS.
If you missed Rowan Gary Friday, you missed Dueling Bill Curtises. The real Bill Curtis.
The police. We love them. We hate them. We want them there in a flash when we need them, but we don't want them too close.
The Gary Meyer Bill Curtis.
The police. We love them and we hate them. We want them there in a flash when we need them, but we don't want them too close.
Which one's which?
Got a lap dance in New York for $20. You'll see that on A&E next Sunday.
Rowan Gary, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 89 WLS.
Tonight on Forks, it's our ultimate show. Homies and Hooters. Yes, Forks TV finally puts together the show that has everything you want. The homiest homies we can find and girls with big hooters. No plot, no weekly stories you have to follow. Homies and Hooters tonight on Forks. Then, adding to our hilarious lineup of moron humor, a new comedy for all science fiction lovers, The X-Lax Files.
Officer, there's a UFO in my toilet.
Help me!
Flush no one.
Then, stay tuned for a new cop show that really gets behind police work. It's the premiere of The Third Degree. You'll see the amazing detective work that goes into solving a typical crime.
If you don't confess, I'm gonna kick your teeth into the back of your head, you...
Homies and Hooters, followed by The X-Lax Files and The Third Degree. Sex, violence, and really stupid people. That's what America wants for entertainment, and we're the network that's full of it. Forks.
Chicago's Talk Radio, WLS.
What she is doing may not be as courageous as what Amelia Earhart did.
As courageous? What's courageous about it at all?
There's one other big difference, too. And Amelia Earhart tried to do it that had never been done before.
I'm not telling you to not be compassionate. You've got to be kidding. You're not going to find that here. But I am telling you that you can be stupid and call it compassion.
Somebody has to do it. I'm proud and honored to be the one.
I was in a pharmacy fraternity.
What kind of hazing did you have in the pharmacy fraternity?
Yes, they made you strip down your underwear and walk on spaghetti with your eyes blindfolded.
Oh, and it's human brains.
Yeah, they would do that to you. I mean, the whole thing was too mull for me.
You know, there's a poem by Rudyard Kipling that keeps repeating at the end of each stanza. It says, the female of the species is more deadly than the male. Do you believe that?
To a degree, yeah.
Well, then let's get the men out of the army and have all women.
Blah, 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 friggin' blah, blah.
Not your father's radio station, the Big 89 WLS, Chicago.
Thank you, Chicago fans, for another great year.
The shot went in, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'll keep this show, and I'll keep it clean. You know, there's just so much you can do to kick a man down, but I said, hell with the NBA, I'll be back, baby.
So let's come on back and get down for our crown.
You want to say
This championship goes out to all the working people here in the city of Chicago that goes to work every single day. Bust to make a living. And what we do, we come in 2 hours out of the day to give you a break and have something to cheer about, have something to be proud about when you go to another city. So hopefully, come 1998, you guys can go out and celebrate and go back to every city and say we won number 6. Hopefully number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10.
Congratulations to our world champion Chicago Bulls on their 5th NBA championship from the Big 89 WLS.
Yes. Yes. And it counts. Yes. Yes. Oh, the tip gets inside but could not convert.
That he was a bit more physical about his frustration. He'd want to go back to the hotel. He'd want to punch holes in the wall. Yes.
Hello, I'm a CTA employee.
Hello, I am a CTA employee.
I have a very deformed mouth.
I have a severely deformed mouth.
When I was little, the doctor
when I was little, the doctors told me that I would never be able to speak clearly.
Fortunately, the Chicago
Transit Authority had a job for me.
I am
a conductor on a CTA train. I tell the passengers important information like
the next stop
is Clarkin Division.
Kindly
do not stand against the doors. Attention CTA riders, this train is about to explode.
I announce vitally important
information like that, which the passengers need to hear.
Now
the city of Chicago is trying to take away my job.
If they do that,
hundreds of severely speech-impaired people will lose the only jobs that they are qualified for. Announcing important information on CTA trains. Please help. Write to the CTA and tell them that keeping someone employed is more important than their ability to speak clearly.
Thank you. This message was not paid for.